All right, here is our classroom pledge of the week. Is it Carabliss?
Oh, boy, Jay. I should have asked for pronunciation, and I didn't.
Carabliss, I'm going to say. Mrs. Carabliss.
I think you're right.
Yeah. From Hayden Cannon Charter School in Hayden, Idaho. By the way, third grade class.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman baffled after she pulls out a very long cheesy puff.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
By the way, weird gifts, the weirdest gift. There was cool ones like a trip to Daytona for the Daytona 500.
Jeez.
Then there was this one, a 40th birthday party. A friend got me a gift certificate to buy my coffin. And there you go.
That's nice.
That's
of them.
A generous gift.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Thanks for not getting that, Steve.
Yeah, this liquid death. I mean, it involves the word death, which isn't great, but
right.
So far, so good. Yeah. I love drinking it. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, I imagine it's got to be somewhat healthy for you.
Yeah, it's water.
Right.
You know I like my water.
Water.
Flavored water. it's the week before Christmas. Is it the week before Christmas?
Yeah.
How does that, is that correct?
That is, yeah.
Is that right?
Because Christmas is 9 days away.
A week from Wednesday.
I guess so, yeah.
Jeez, yeah, next week.
I think your birthday is always a week from Christmas.
Well, it's always 9 days away,
yeah.
So it seems like a little
and a half.
Yeah.
It
gets a little, but yeah, Christmas smack dab in the middle of a week next week.
Right.
Which, by the way, one of the least cool things to have.
Yeah, it's in a bad spot.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Especially like, you know, for us and for a lot of people, I would imagine. Now, I know a lot of people will take days surrounding
absolutely.
It, of course. But yeah, it's like, oh, you get Christmas Day off. And you're like, okay, Wednesday.
Yeah, if you just get the one
okay.
day, it's kind
hey,
of a...
Okay, then. So,
a little bit of a buzzkill. You know, the day after Christmas can have that feel anyways.
Sure.
But when it's Thursday and you got to go to work for 2 more days...
Mm-hmm.
No thanks.
Although it's kind of like the Steve Hawk special, right? Because isn't that what he used to do?
Yeah, 212.
Take a vacation day in the middle of the week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to experience it and try it.
Well, you're going to.
Okay. I was going to say, guess what?
It's very threatening.
You'll be here. okay.
Here.
I have this question for you. Are you still getting Christmas cards at your house, Jay? I feel like you guys... are a family that is very likely to get them because your wife is very likely to send them.
Correct, yeah.
I know that I have been shunned from pretty much all Christmas lists because I don't send them anything back. You know, it's
and people will send it to you a couple times, and I think they start to fade a little, and they're like, well, you know, he's not sending them, so maybe he just doesn't care, and it's fine too, whatever.
I will have to say... There's one I get every year, mm-hmm. and I always just am like, you guys are so stinking nice that you still send me a card. You're one of the few cards I get, and
sure.
it's from Mark and Tara Ray. I did their wedding years ago.
Oh, okay.
And super nice people. The Ray family, you know, they own a lot of the McDonald's. And,
yep.
They're super nice.
And corporate card, as they say in... Christmas Vacation.
No, this one's their family one.
Kevin's the guy.
And it's kind of nice. Like,
thank you for the card. And then Mark looks over at his wife. He goes, we sent Kevin a card? Corporate card.
Yeah, corporate card.
Yeah.
Corporate card.
You remember that scene, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I always am like, oh, that's so nice of them to still send.
And doesn't he also call Clark by the wrong name? So they're like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, that's all right. No problem, Travis. It's Kevin. Oh, gosh, dang
it's
it.
Kevin. Yeah.
Didn't mean to give you a buzzkill.
They're one of those that I get that I just go, oh, that's so nice. They don't have to keep sending me one. And maybe some year they won't. But
sure.
So far, so good. I'll let you know if I get one again this
year.
Yeah.
But yeah, we get some. Obviously not as many, but yeah.
Well, today was the day that the first Christmas card was published and sold back in 1843. And did you know that ex-presidents get free postage for life?
Really?
What kind of makes it worth running the country?
What a benefit.
I'd never heard that fact.
Yeah, it's a weird one. It's the least we can do after all that
life.
Yeah.
How do they do it, I wonder? Do they just kind of...
give them a postage meter and then just stock it or something? I mean, can't you still do that?
Or is it just like on the return address, you're like Bill Clinton in a little smiley face and they know, wow, that's the Clintons. Yeah. That's free.
I can tell that's left-handed smiley face work there. That's going to be... it's going to be BC.
Yeah, I might put it on one of mine and see if I can mail something
right,
for
just
free.
Put BC with a smiley face. They're like, well, that's got to be Clinton. Do it with your left hand.
Well, no, he puts WC to make it all official.
Oh, William.
William.
Wow, look at you
William.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What's his middle name? I'm sure he uses his middle initial, too.
Jefferson.
Is it Jefferson?
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I seem to remember William Jefferson Clinton.
Yeah, I feel like that might be right. Yeah, you're right.
Man, old steel trap up here, guys.
Just for all the
year
dumb stuff.
Older doesn't matter. Yeah. It's still there.
Yeah.
Still there.
What's Biden's middle name, Kevin? Easy.
Hold on.
Easy.
Joe? You're
not going to know
it. I do know this.
No, you're not going to get it.
I don't know it?
Nuh-uh.
Is it Jefferson?
No.
I'm going to go with Randall.
Robinette. R-O-B-I-N.
Robinette.
E-T-T-E.
Never even heard of that.
Samesies.
I think I had heard Joe R. Biden before.
Sure.
That's why I went with Randall. Steve, you ever watch the movie Trading Places?
I love that movie.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You've actually said, okay, that was one that I felt like maybe you were too young for. To see that movie.
I mean, I obviously missed it when it first came out, but...
well, sure.
No, it's a great movie.
It's a funny movie. Isn't the one guy's name Randolph in there?
Yeah, Duke.
Duke, yeah. The Duke brothers.
Yeah.
Concentrated orange juice.
What? Is that what they sold?
Yeah, that was the whole thing at the end of the movie.
Yeah,
right?
That's a weird
memory.
I
don't know why I don't remember that part.
Randolph and Mortimer.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. They were great.
Oh, and what was, what were their names? Dan Aykroyd and Eddie
Billy
Murphy.
Ray. Billy Ray Valentine.
Billy Ray Valentine.
And Lewis Winthrop III.
Winthrop III. It is a good movie. I would recommend that one maybe around the Christmas season.
Yeah, why not?
Take a little watch.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's a Christmas movie.
It sort of is, isn't it?
It happens at Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to go by that rule. Yeah.
That's right.
Sure.
All right. Well, the Christmas cards, enjoy them if you're getting them. They say they're becoming less and less popular each year. A lot of people opting for posting the, a card, a picture online with a little update. And I get it. That's, you know what that is? A lot less work.
And a lot less money. I'm in favor of that 100%.
I bet you are.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
One thing about trains, it doesn't matter where they're going. What matters is deciding to get on.
Kevin James.
Merry Christmas!
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Let us know, let us know, let us know. A week full of shows, so we have some guests coming in this week, or at least either phone or in person this week, correct? Big Ed's supposed to be on with us at some point this week. I think is that a Wednesday scenario?
Mm-hmm. That is the plan.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Big Ed.
Mm-hmm. Hillbilly Seth still planning on coming in this week?
On Friday for him. And,
oh, the Hillbilly.
Look forward to that. That'll be great. A little fiddle. Is he going to play a fiddle for us?
That is the plan.
He's a fiddle player, too.
Yes, a little Christmas fiddle.
If you care to take a dare, I can make a bet with you.
I do have to confirm with all these people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, just possibles. It's weird because people, they want to do it, and then sometimes, I don't know if you know, holidays get crazy and stuff pops up. But that's what we're looking for anyway.
Mm-hmm. And then Rick coming in as well.
On Thursday?
Yeah, I believe so. Mm-hmm.
Songs of the year, right?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, yeah, we got to get that done.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Yeah. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. Sure. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Quick review of the Liquid Death Cherry obituary.
Yes, sir.
It's nice.
Nice.
I like it.
Okay, good.
It has more flavor than a lot of them. Which is,
cherry can be flavor. Strong, yeah.
Yeah. So cherry without reminding you of cough syrup.
Yes, that's very important.
Because I think that right. was, yep, that's for so many years, point. Almost anything cherry was like.
Cherry and grape both.
Oh, yeah, that's cough syrup.
Yeah, in a liquid.
Okay, hold on, guys. Let me open up this listener letter because I don't know why I closed it down, but I did. I felt like I had already done my job.
Probably your birthday and everything. It. Just the whole birthday thing.
Hi, guys. I'm part of a Secret Santa at my work. Yesterday, we picked the names. The person I got? My ex-boyfriend. We work in the same building but in different departments and pretty much have avoided each other since the breakup. I will say, the relationship, which I ended, it was pretty recent. I don't want to give him the wrong idea with a gift. Maybe I should try and trade names with someone else. I don't know what to do. Any suggestions? And she has sent us a little update here saying that they really frown on the people...
And trading?
Trading names mm-hmm. because it just causes chaos.
Yeah, trading names, trading places. We've seen the movie. We know it's chaotic.
Yeah.
I understand it. And the bad part about that is if everybody wants to trade, then what's the point of the Secret Santa?
Yeah, and I get that. I don't know how big this company is, but that is one of those that they might just be like, yeah.
Just don't trade.
That's too something. Much. Because, of course, I think almost everybody has the same answer right off the bat, which is, yeah, you need to trade.
Sure. There are a lot of folks on the text line like, it's a Secret Santa. It doesn't matter. You don't have to ever say it's from you.
Yeah, that's Ellie just said, isn't this a Secret Santa?
Right.
Why are names being used then?
Yeah. This one says, buy him a chicken. This one says, I don't know what that one means. I'm not sure if that has a deeper meaning or not.
And you would hate to think that just because he got a gift from her and a Secret Santa, that he would think, oh, we could get back together. But 100% that could be thought.
I mean, don't you just get him the most boring, bland, you know, normal gift of all, just the one that just says nothing other than just this was as easy as could be and cold.
Yeah, if you just got the basic Secret Santa gift like somebody you don't know.
Right.
And I'm Starbucks sure they'll give you the details card. Of he really likes coffee and Gonzaga. You're like, oh, great. Well, you're going to get
don't do anything that he likes. Don't do the...
Well, I know, but that's what they do with the Secret Santa, right?
I understand, yes, because you try to find something that person is interested in.
Yeah.
So you steer away from all of that.
So you're saying just get a bad gift.
Not bad. No, just bland. Just because, like, I know all the stuff that you like, I'm getting none of the stuff you like for you.
Right.
That alone should be a pretty obvious signal. Also, if he doesn't like coffee, definitely get him a coffee gift card.
Jay?
Yeah.
Because that one, again, it comes across as bland and just, you know what? Everybody gets one, but you actually know.
Hold on. Let me be the desperate guy. This is a hard role playing.
What a stretch.
My God. She got me a coffee gift card. She knows.
How is she going to know it's
you? She knows I don't like coffee.
How is she going to know it's you? Captain Desperate. How is she going to know? How's he going to know?
Don't you guess at the end? Yeah, you guess at the end.
Yeah, yeah, you find out. You always find out.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're going to find out. He's going to know it's from her, and then he's going to be like, she knows I don't like coffee.
Okay, toilet paper. I know you're full of it.
But I know she likes I know she likes coffee. I think she wants me to buy her a coffee because she wants to get back together.
Man, that is desperate.
I'll go do something sweet and get her a coffee.
Okay. Well, if that's going to be you, if that's the desperate guy, there's no matter what you get them, then it's probably going to be twisted. Except for maybe the toilet paper.
Jay, I was trying to think of a scenario where I could mix that one into
something.
Yeah, and I don't think you could do it. And toilet paper is not a bad gift that everybody needs it.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, toilet paper. I actually recommend that.
All right, maybe that's the way to go.
That's not bad. I mean, again, can't really read into it. It is a present. It is a gift, something the person will use. And how do you make that sound like we want to get back together?
You just can't.
And you make it cheap, very cheap toilet paper.
Oh.
You're like, whoa, 10 rolls. I thought we were supposed to keep it under $10. I did.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
250 strands of light.
Kevin James.
Kevin! You spent $967 on road service!
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, what would you think if I put up like a string of Christmas lights like right around here behind me and then just left them up all year?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Are we going just white?
Yeah, just white and not blinking.
So that you can use it. You can use it for light.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And then just kind of like.
I'm kind of with it.
All right. We'll see what I can do.
Is it mainly. Well, yeah, I guess it is. So you could see better, right?
For sure.
Not just for decoration.
It's going to have multiple purposes.
Oh, multiple. Okay.
And I don't know how far you want it on your side, but you know what? We'll work it out.
Stay off of my side.
What if we just put it all over the whole ceiling? Like, not the completely covered,
wow,
but just like, you know, like kind of like.
What if we do it like a wedding? There's a little hook right there in the middle.
Oh, and you just drape them?
And drape the lights back and forth in here.
I like it.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think probably get a few more of those hooks.
And then to set the mood, I could bring in some uplighting, and we could, you know, put cool colors on the walls.
What if I just get those lights that can change colors? We can go mood lighting, huh? Entertainment news brought to you by AAMCO, AAMCO. Well, they wrapped it last night. It was the season finale of Yellowstone, season 5.
Season/series?
Mm-hmm. Is it or is it? First of all, do you truly believe that there will be a spinoff or no?
I mean, they already said, I don't know. Today I just read that they have confirmed a Beth and Rip series.
Yeah, I read that too, like on Wednesday, and then, but you know, who knows whether it's true or
right?
not.
Right, I know. I can tell you this. There's a lot of stories that say it's true.
Yeah.
How finale lays groundwork for the new Beth and Rip show.
I mean, if they did leave it certainly open-ended for sure. We won't give you any
Everything
spoilers.
Everything we know so far, it says, you know, for the Beth and Rip. It looks like it's pretty legit. I mean, these are a lot of places in a row.
Okay.
Places in a row. A lot of, like, you know, men's health.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some decent stuff. There's also some that look fake.
Will the spinoff also involve Casey and his family? What do you think?
I don't know. Let's see. Rip and Beth have their own spinoff sequel series. But the show is officially moving forward, so this is happening. Think something like Yellowstone, The Ride Continues.
Okay.
Along those lines.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's okay.
I mean, I could see it all.
Here's the problem. And I'm going to say something that may not be very popular.
Oh,
first of all,
no. Are you going to rank the final episode? Give me a ranking. 1 to 10. What do you got?
I will give it a 7.
Okay, that's what my wife and I both said. 7, yeah. 7-ish, somewhere in there.
I didn't hate what they did. I mean, I felt like I appreciated, you know, focusing a little bit on the whole crew, you know, the guys that had worked there and become, you know, part of Yellowstone.
Yeah, you wanted to know whether it was something.
Yeah.
My wife hated the Lainey part. She was like, took too long. I was like,
Took too long.
Problem was when you know you only got like an hour and 40 minutes to wrap all the stories up, it wouldn't have mattered had it been like, oh, well, we got a couple episodes to get through everybody. But,
right.
You know, it was just one of those.
Yeah,
like,
they had to be quick.
We got to get through everybody, and we just heard an entire Lainey song.
That was weird that they, well, I'm guessing that was part of the deal.
I'm
right?
sure it probably was, yeah.
They were like, yeah, Lainey will do this if you play her whole song.
Yeah, we're going to pay you in the fact that you get a 3-minute version of your song or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought it would be emotional. I thought I would get emotional with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a funeral.
Yeah, I mean, there was some opportunities to get emotional.
There really was, and Man, it did not get me at all.
I'll tell you the one part. The only part
that I got close was with Rip.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What was yours?
Casey with his son.
Yes, that was good too, but it was so short.
That's the problem because they got to hurry up and wrap it because Lainey gets a whole song.
I'm with you. Jay,
get through Casey. Lainey got to sing. Let's go.
And I would tell you, it was time for the show to be done in this aspect. I had grown tired of Beth's shenanigans.
Okay. Were there any shenanigans during the last episode? I didn't notice.
I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes I just struggle with the absolute nonsense of how, like, if I think if that was a person I really knew, I would not like you.
Well, yeah, but that's the beauty of TV, of course.
I know, and it's TV, and it's a TV show. I get it.
Right. You wouldn't hang out with any of those people, Kevin.
They act like they're fighting for, you know, the righteous thing. And they are, to some degree.
Right.
But you also,
So you did. So you didn't
I guess that's the whole thing of the Dutton family. Whole Dutton family thing, right, is they did so many things wrong. So many things. So many dirty secrets.
Yeah.
But they just, you know, stuck together to the bitter end.
Right.
Which, again, is cool on a TV show.
Clearly, yes.
Right. Yeah.
Righting the wrongs. Doing things the way that they saw was actually the right. Which I think some people are like, yeah, that's right. I mean, obviously, you took it too far.
That's the way I'd do it.
Obviously, you're right in your stance. But, boy, you did some stuff there that's probably a little too far.
It was nice to see the train station one more time.
Yeah, right, the finale of that. Yeah, I mean, overall, I just, again, when you're invested in a long series, or a relatively long series, I think 5 years is relatively long.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost impossible to have an ending that makes people happy.
Well, especially when
you have any of your favorite shows.
Major curveball thrown your way with one of the characters leaving the show.
Impossible to really, I don't think I've ever heard of another series that just all of a sudden, oh, by the way, you got to write the main character out.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. That's, and I'm sure
The ranch did it, but that's one of the main characters, but not the main person.
But a lot easier when it's a comedy too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to say I disliked the end of Yellowstone. I was just, I give it a 7 out of 10.
Here's the question I have for you. Do you think you would ever watch the final episode again? Like, let's just say it just popped on and you're scrolling through one day and you got nothing to do. And it's a cold, snowy day. Like, say, 3 weeks from now and you go, and it comes on. Would you watch it a second time?
Yeah, I probably would.
I think that's a pretty good review, though.
Yeah, I think I would, just to see, you know, if I missed anything. Yeah. Or
I think that would be the reason why. Where you'd be like, oh, I guess I didn't even really absorb that part.
Yeah. I think I would do that.
That seems fair. I mean, how many times have you rewatched a season or series finale?
Ooh. Not very often.
Not very often.
I think that was probably one of the few.
I think
that's also because it's on a lot.
One of the only shows that I've ever watched, like the full series, a couple of times would be Friday Night Lights. I've seen that.
Okay.
You know where I watched all of it, and then I watched all of it again with somebody else, and then one time I just was like, I'm just going to start watching Friday Night Lights again.
And you watched the whole series a third time?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yep. And you get enough time in between them, you don't remember.
Yeah, for sure,
all the stuff at all.
What's impressive is the... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What? No, go ahead. What's impressive?
Oh, you know, people who go like to the movies to see a movie...
More than once in the theater?
Yeah, like 5 or 10 times.
Yeah, that is... Well...
I have done... I did that with Top Gun Maverick. Yeah. It was the first time I had gone back to the theater after COVID, and it was like, I went and I loved it, and then my son was like, hey, I want to go see that too.
Yeah, that one.
So then we went, and
it's also built for the big screen.
It was. Ooh. It really was.
Good call.
I will say a lot of people I feel like went and saw Anyone But You multiple times too. Which was weird because it's a rom-com.
It is, but I feel like it's this generation's rom-com.
Yeah.
I feel that way about that movie. Also, the other problem with Yellowstone, and this is nothing against them at all, but that doggone Landman show has me so... like, I like that show so much right now that I just wanted to watch more of that, which kind of hurts. You know, it hurts the desire for
them. Yeah, but the thing with Yellowstone was you were just disgusted. You're like, well, fine, then just end. Okay, whatever. I want a show that I can invest in. And this show I've already invested, but now I know it's over, so hurry up and get it over
with. Yeah, I think that's part of it. Yeah, for sure.
Get it over with so I can watch one I can still watch.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Kevin James.
That's right. Atta boy, Clarence.
The Jay and Kevin Show.
That's it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
This is the year I'm going to watch A Wonderful Life. I keep saying that, but I mean it.
Yep, that and Christmas Story.
This is the year.
Eat some bologna sandwiches while you do
for
it.
For sure, 100%. Gonna do it. Although I'm pretty busy now that I think about it.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
I mean, I'm like...
What was the best thing from your weekend?
I heard about your Christmas day is just gonna be slammed.
I don't need you right now.
What?
Ryan said the best part of his weekend was Christmas lights. There wasn't just one. That doesn't seem like that'd be that exciting. But Christmas lights at Orchard Park in Liberty Lake.
Oh, okay.
Have you been there, Kevin?
I have not.
Ooh, it's cool.
It's pretty, huh?
It's a lot, yeah. You can walk through
it.
Yeah,
I've never been to that.
Yeah, you should do that one. Oh, man. Take your granddaughter. It's very cool. And it looks like, I was kind of trying to see weather-wise, you know, what would that be like? Well, first of all, you can go early enough because it's dark at, you know, noon. So there's
that. Yeah, lights work well this time of year.
But yeah, you're good. Like, you know, obviously getting some rain / snow today and maybe tomorrow. But then the rest of the week, maybe sneaking over the weekend or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Just know that this parking is a little bit rough at some point.
Oh, you might have to
park a little bit of ways away, but, you know, because it's neighborhoods and stuff. But yeah, it's worthwhile going. Steve, you should go. Just get out. Go. In fact, go with Kevin.
I'm not going. Okay.
Would you?
I'm not going with Kevin. No, you should go.
That's very rude.
I'm sorry. I was about to say it, and then I was like, no, it's his birthday. And then...
I kind of want people to send us pictures of, like, just their neighborhood one, because isn't there usually at least one maybe in every sort of area?
Oh, yeah. I think close to.
Yeah. And every time we drive by, like, there's one particular one on 32nd we drive by, and they've done it every year. And my wife and I even said it over the weekend. We're like, man, that just, first of all, that's a ton of work. Second of all, where do you keep all that? But I love it. So well done.
I was just looking up the Manitou, what was it? Friends of Manitou.
Okay.
How they do the holiday lights.
Yep.
Which, up at Manitou, which are awesome. But they have got, they changed it up this year.
Uh-oh.
This is a walk-through only event.
I think they walked through last year.
Oh, no, they had walk-through, but you could also drive.
Oh, you could for sure even last year?
I think so. Oh. Yeah, they had different days where you could do it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It just says 14th through the 22nd, 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. This year will be a walk-through only event within Duncan Gardens. Oh, so just in one place. Why is there no longer a drive-through?
I don't know.
Let me tell you.
You have the answer.
The drive-through event was created as a supplement
COVID
to our traditional holiday lights due to COVID restrictions.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what it was. It was also awesome.
Yeah, it was nice to stay warm.
Because with a kid just staying in the car and driving and they could see everything.
Right. Yeah.
It really was awesome. I'm kind of bummed that didn't get to stay. Because you know what's more...
I don't know. Traffic nightmare I could see being an issue.
And it was at times. I mean, but it, It went smooth enough.
Yeah.
Got everybody through there, and sure. it was fine, but yeah. Okay. I just wondered about that one, because I did like going through there, and you don't have to get out and get cold and walk.
Walking, you know. Or nothing, Kevin.
Yeah. What was the best thing from your weekend?
All right, Steve, what was it?
What was the best thing from your weekend?
I went to the movie theater, and I saw Wicked. Yesterday.
Really?
It's really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you waited till now to tell us. Way to hold the story.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Usually you can't, like, you're usually pretty excited and will just tell us right away.
Right, right.
I mean, it's only 7:50.
Yeah, I know. We've been here for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
All right, I apologize.
No.
I mean, you went and you loved it.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
On a scale of one,
seats.
I would imagine you do the regular 1 to 10.
Yeah, I'd give it like a...
Say it.
8.83.
Wow, that's amazing. That's very high.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Okay, and are you normally like a musical person or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. I mean, I do like musicals.
Okay.
But not necessarily.
Yeah.
But I mean, I had seen the musical like on stage back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Really liked that. And yeah, I thought they did a really good job.
And how was the theater packed wise?
It was more crowded than I wanted it to be, but it was
so
fine.
There was more than just you there?
Yes. Hey, he would have liked to have been alone.
I mean, it was like...
I mean, preferably.
There was people in rows near me, and it was horrible.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just didn't really want anybody sitting next to me.
I understand that. That's fair.
And I had gotten my ticket on Saturday.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, there's people sitting right there. There's an there's two empty
chairs. Go to
the
front row. You're not going to have anybody sit next to you.
Well, yeah, yeah. But no, there were two empty chairs. And I was like, well, if I steal this one,
yep.
then no one's going to sit
right.
next to me.
Right, this is good math.
Sure enough.
Ah, dang it.
Oh, really? Another single?
Yeah, some guy, he came with a big bucket of popcorn and a soda. He
that
asked
right?
me if he was in the right theater. I said yes, and then we didn't talk the rest of the time.
That's perfect. Don't talk to me. Kevin, best part of your weekend?
Oh, well, man, it's hard to choose, but I think I got to go with the Zagwin on Saturday night.
You are a bad person. You're a bad person.
Okay, fine.